I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories. Hi, it's Susan Montanaro, and this is part two in my series about love. Love is so many things and different for each of us. From childhood to adulthood, the actions, words, and examples that we consume about love are so personal and impactful. These collective moments shape our own desires and belief system, essentially developing our capacity to love and be loved. Love should be easy, yet it seems so complex. I wanted to know what love meant to others. What did it sound like growing up? How do you know when you are loved and what it feels like or looks like now? I'm so pleased to share the responses from several people that I called upon who were willing to open their hearts to us. Please enjoy the following short stories, including mine, about love.
Well, love has certainly taken on a whole new meaning for me at this stage of my life. I'm 56 years old, I'm divorced, and the sole parent to my three daughters who are 16, 21, and 24. I was in a miserable marriage for 16 years, and it's evident to me I was abused verbally, emotionally, and sometimes physically by my ex. We separated 10 years ago and eventually divorced. So there I was, like so many people out there, newly single, trying to date, staying focused on raising my girls and making sure they were my priority, and dealing with trying to start my own business at the time, and also dealing with a less than cooperative ex-wife. So what happens? 5 years ago, I met a wonderful, grounded, incredibly kind, huge-hearted woman who I started dating and who I can honestly say I've fallen in love with deeper than I've loved anyone before. Someone who I truly see as my soulmate and who I'd be absolutely ecstatic to be able to spend the rest of my days with. Now, here's the tricky part. We've been dating long distance, actually bi-coastal, for these 5 years. She's in New York and I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we know it's crazy and we've tried to break up multiple times, but we just can't. The good news is there's a light at the end of the tunnel. When my youngest goes off to college, I've made it crystal clear that I'll relocate to be with her. So falling in love this time around was exactly like that moment in The Wizard of Oz that people always refer to when the film turns from black and white to vivid technicolor. That's exactly how I felt. These feelings I was feeling became an immediate and constant source of joy in my life. So, you know, what love makes me feel? I feel supported. Supported by someone who I know truly has my back, where perhaps I hadn't felt that in 20 years or so. It makes me feel inspired. I'm a part-time musician, and whatever creative block I'd usually experienced seemed to be lifted. I once again started writing songs. Love has me generally buoyed, lifted up. Nothing seems so bad that it can't be handled or dealt with logically when you're in love, or at least that's how I feel. Love is easy. Everything about my relationship is easy. It's easy to love her. It's easy to communicate with her. And by the way, I've been accused of being non-communicative in past relationships. It's easy to take suggestions and learn from her. And it's certainly easy to face and manage any kind of adversity that comes up in my life. And not to minimize it, but love has me feeling incredibly confident. Not cocky, but confident. That I've learned from my mistakes. I've acquired the ability to recognize and accept something so good and healthy in my life. And mostly that I feel I'm so lucky to have such a wonderful person feel exactly the same way about me.
In my home growing up, love was loud, painful, fearful. It was heavy-handed, confining, transactional, and revoked regularly. There was a lot of discomfort and chaos causing confusion about love's meaning. Thankfully, I had grandparents who showed love in the kindest, most compassionate form. Even with this great contrast, it seeded me to want more of their kind of love. And while these roots would be shrouded by the damaging love I received at home, It would become the genesis for my adult life once I cleared out the confusion of my upbringing.
Hello, this is Chris. First off, I'd like to thank Susan for giving me an opportunity to briefly talk about what I believe is the most powerful and awesome energy that we ever experience as human beings, and that is love. There's so many different elements of love that can be discussed. I'm going to choose to talk about one, and that is, how do we know when we are loved? Because this is something that has been very, very important in my journey for the last 31 years. When I was 24, I can say that what I had can only be described as a near-death experience. I'm not going to get into the details of it because that's not important, but what I came away from it was, in the midst of my experience, I was enveloped by an essence that can only be described as pure bliss. I remember quickly identifying as if I was home. And this essence that had enveloped me was messaging me at some level. I can only describe it as I could hear it. But it was reminding me, it kept saying, "No, you are loved. No, you are loved. No, you are loved." And it was over and over again until I responded with, "Yes, I know, but I want to stay." Well, I came back. And for the better part of this journey since that time, I have really, really dug deep into those words that were given to me, "No, you are loved." And what I've been able to come up with to this point is that this experience that we have called love can only really, truly be felt when a couple of things are happening. One, and it must start with ourself, that we are completely validating ourselves as perfect, just the way they are, unconditionally, because that's our. We are, and we simply are is enough. The next thing we must understand is that we must know this, and we must know it with the faith that we have, the same faith we use to walk across a bridge without testing it, that it's safe. We just know it is. It absolutely is. So when we have this sense of validation and wholeness and completeness, and we believe that, that creates the feeling of love. So when I'm able to experience that from my sense of self, I can truly then share that with another. And we do that through empathy and compassion. So empathy and compassion and validation of self create this experience that we call love. And when we know that, we truly can enhance the experience of another, which is love.
Talking about love, it's really hard to define for myself. Growing up, I would say that, yes, I knew my parents loved me, but we were never a overly affectionate family. When I had my first child, I made sure that my child always knew that I loved him. It was an ongoing daily thing that we said to each other, and we would, it was something that I missed out when I was younger. Like I said, I knew my parents loved me, but it was never something that was ever expressed. And it was just something that was missing in life, I guess. I made sure that my child did not know that. But as in romantic love and real personal love, I would say I didn't really know what it was until after the point that I came out. From there, my friends and I, as I developed more friendships in the gay and lesbian community, We were very affectionate to each other, and we developed bonds, not necessarily romantic love, but very strong, deep-seated feelings of love for each other and support that none of us had ever had, or thought we had, but never truly did. That type of thing really went. Being a Cancer, if you believe in astrological signs, I fall in love deeply and hard. And they, with the relationships I had, yes, I felt love, but none of them were true love. I had strong feelings for everybody. They were very heartbreaking when we broke up. But it wasn't until I met my current husband that I would say I knew what love was. Today, we are so supportive of each other. We can joke around and argue and tease, and sure, we have our fights, but they're not the same as previously. We don't yell, and that was something that always happened in other relationships. And we'll be upset, we'll take our breaks, but we can talk things through and understand each other from each perspective, and we accept each other, unconditionally. Yeah, we have our faults, but we know that and we deal with it, and that is part of what is having love in your life, and knowing that someone is always going to be there for you. We never leave the house without giving each other a kiss goodbye or saying, I love you, even if it's just when we're running to the store. We always make sure that we're there for each other. And that is probably my biggest component of what love is, especially nowadays, and knowing what it is. We've been together for, oh, going on 11 years. Well, no, actually 12. And it feels like we've been together forever. And I don't think either of us ever can conceive of a time that we won't be together again. And yeah, I think that's what love is just being there for each other no matter what. And yeah, I love him. I know he loves me. And that's just life for us.
How do I know when I am loved? I feel filled with energy and happiness. It's indescribable. I feel connected, appreciated, and it feels good, not complicated. Sometimes I still experience anxiety receiving love, but I know it comes from old scars of bad love, and I can easily recognize it and push that fear aside. Learning to do that wasn't easy, but I've found the grace to open my heart fully. I know I am loved when I can sleep without churning a thousand negative thoughts and just rest knowing it's all going to be okay.
Hi, I'm Corey, and I'm here to talk about what love means to me. When I think of love, I think colorful. It's a whole range of feelings, but ultimately, it's an indescribable sentiment of the three pillars. I call it connection, physical, emotional. But really, what it means is commitment. And I think commitment to nurture and grow together. And let's face it, commitment is terrifying, but certainly necessary. I also think security. And I don't mean security in being in codependency. I mean having a best friend, a partner, a teacher, a lover, a companion, a sounding board, a cheerleader, an advisor, a snuggle buddy, a travel partner, through every avenue on the journey of life. To me, that's love, and that's a comfort there. And then there's the small things, like finishing each other's sentences and offering the first sip of coffee and staring at each other in the eyes and walking next to you, not in front of you, and introducing you as your name, not your wife first. That's love, or your sweetheart. And I think there's a lot of merit. And there's also something called the love languages, and I kind of live by them. And there are four of them. And I feel like over the years, mine has turned into words of affirmation. And there's nothing wrong with that. I like that over experiences or gifts or acts of service. I think they're inspiring. I think it's motivational. And I think I respond better. So as I grow, I think love morphs. But at the end of the day, it's this, like I said, indescribable sentiment that you're lucky if you ever find it. And when you do, hold on to it and nurture it. And it all goes back to commitment, because you can't have all the other beautiful, colorful stuff, ups and downs, unless you have the commitments. That's love. Thanks.
Love is one of the most interesting activities I've ever been a part of. Before being in love, I thought love was a destination. And then once I reached that destination, it'd be complete. I'd be in love and that'd be it. But I realized that instead of love being destination, it's really an ongoing journey. That love takes time, it takes effort, it takes energy. It's a whole lot of work. And instead of being a destination, I'm on this constant journey of working to be in love, of staying in love, of getting deeper in love, of learning about this other person and what it means to be in love and to love another person. And it's so much better and more fun and more work than I ever expected. So the biggest thing I've learned from being in love is that it's so much more powerful and takes so much more energy, and I receive more energy than I ever expected.
My life today has become more about self-love. It took me a long time to understand how I was sabotaging myself in life and in relationships. I was trying to be anyone but me, and the harder I worked at not being me, the more detached I became. It's hard to make good decisions from this place. I'm good in my skin now. I know who I am, and I know what healthy, caring love feels like. In full transparency, I do have a vacancy in my heart and life. Sometimes it aches to be filled, but I do my best to live gently with my loving tribe around me. When the time comes to bring a loving being into that open, intimate spot, I know just how I want to feel and be loved. I also know I'll ask him how he needs to be loved as well. I just want to thank my guests who shared their beautiful stories and contributed, opening up their hearts. So much love to you. Thanks for listening.
That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.